This week, affordable housing advocates, economic developers, and bankers from across the country are meeting in New Hampshire to rethink manufactured housing. In other words, mobile homes. Trailer parks don't have the best reputation for quality, but New Hampshire has shown that they hold a lot of promise for low-income homeowners. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Banker Dave Haney remembers the first time he was approached to loan a group of manufactured housing residents money to buy their park. He looked over the numbers and realized it was a good opportunity for the bank. He took the idea to his credit people.
They thought I was nuts. They looked at it as classic 1950s trailer park and not as a place where people owned their own home. They said, there's no way we're going to do that.
So, as Haney tells it, he grabbed his camera, got in his car, and went to the housing park. The only way he could change his colleagues' mind was to snap pictures of the flower beds and clean streets and, of course, prove that the residents could pay their bills on time. The bank managers approved the loan. That was 1991. Since then, groups of manufactured housing residents have continued buying parks from owners and forming resident-owned co-ops. And the track record is so good, it's gotten to a point where banks actually compete to make loans to new parks that want to make the change. Haney, who now works for Bank of America, said at the conference he sees big opportunities for manufactured homes all across the southern U.S.
If we can export this strategy into those markets, then we've opened up a huge opportunity for ourselves.
George McCarthy is with the Ford Foundation, which helps finance manufactured housing for low-income buyers. And he says he likes this type of housing because it's not only good for banks, but it gives low-income homeowners a newfound sense of worth.
The community itself makes all the decisions about what happens to land and how the land gets managed, the infrastructure improvements, all the other stuff. And they're continued engagement in the decisions and their own ability to participate in their own futures makes all the difference. I mean, it's like an epiphany that these people go through. And like I said, until you've seen it, you can't really appreciate it.
In a slideshow demonstration at the conference, McCarthy shows how the manufactured housing models have changed.
This is the 1952 mobile trailer, right? The public perception of the manufactured housing industry is of this older stock, what we call the metal on metal. And you can see that the wheels are still on it, the roof is flat.
He explains now, with new technology, these homes are being built more quickly and more cheaply.
And you can see the new developments are considerably different, right? We have pitched roofs. We have a lot of added features, garages that are added on site, porches that are added on site, decks added on site. But you can see this looks more like your standard suburban subdivision, which is fine.
McCarthy points out that consumers can now buy multi-story homes or even units that blend perfectly with the adobe style of the Southwest. Not everyone at the conference, though, is convinced that turning parks into co-ops is the answer for affordable housing. Legal aid lawyers from both Texas and Oregon question whether the poorest residents can afford increased costs associated with forming a co-op. But many, such as North Carolina economic developer Susan Perry Cole, say they're optimistic this will work in their home states.
The important part is that there is a model. There is a workable model. And here in New Hampshire, you have a 20-year track record, and it's a leap forward in the affordable housing strategies.
Perry Cole and others now hope to convince the banks, the nonprofits, and the government agencies that those trailer park images need to be thrown away. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.